Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calling for a windy and mild day today. Showers, some thunder, 50 to 55. Showers may end as snow showers tonight, 25 to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, lower 40s. Wednesday, some snow is possible, lower 30s. Thursday, snow showers and partly sunny, mid-30s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Connecticut has 1,000 staff vacancies, prompting an offering of emergency certifications. Connecticut education officials are offering public school educators emergency certifications to help fill more than 1,000 vacant staffing positions across the state's 205 school districts. The State Board of Education voted unanimously to reauthorize emergency certifications to combat unprecedented staffing challenges that officials say have been exacerbated during the COVID-19 pandemic. The vote allows certified classroom teachers to teach subjects they aren't certified to teach in and also looks to help relieve special education and English language learning shortages. Last year, the state issued 174 emergency certifications, according to Shauna Tucker, Chief Talent Officer for the State Department of Education. In Kent, voters approved the transfer of funds on Friday to cover a line for litigation that went over budget by $46,000, but not before asking a number of questions about the selectman's process that resulted in the overage. The first selectwoman presented a chronology that showed a hearing was held in December 2019 that started the public comment on the application by Homeland Towers to install a cell tower on South Road. At that meeting, there were a number of people opposed to the tower, and selectmen later agreed to seek party status in the legal proceedings with the state siting council. That application was received in February 2020, and there were a series of hearings that resulted in approval in December of 2020. Speck was asked what kind of controls were put in for the legal costs. Quote, it wasn't possible to predict or for council to give us a quote on how much it was going to cost, end quote. Speck went on to say, quote, this process is very technical. We needed the legal technical expertise. We were working in good faith on behalf of the citizens of the town, end quote. This story in this morning's Republican American. On December 2nd, New York State Police from the Dover Barracks arrested Thomas E. Ryan, 54, of LaGrange, New York, for criminal sex act in the first degree, a Class B felony, burglary in the second degree, a Class C felony, and sexual abuse in the first degree, a Class D felony. Now, on December 1st, at approximately 10:50 in the evening, troopers were dispatched to a residence in the town of Amenia for a report of a burglary in progress. The investigation determined that Thomas Ryan illegally entered the residence through a window and sexually assaulted the victim. He was arraigned before the town of Dover Court, remanded to the Dutchess County Jail in lieu of $20,000 cash bail or $50,000 bond. Next scheduled to appear before the town of Amenia Court on December 8th at 11 o'clock in the morning. Sandusfield has hired a new administrator, treasurer, collector. It's working to restore order at Town Hall, and new bookkeeping practices will be implemented. The town last month hired that new administrator and treasurer, setting Town Hall on what officials say they hope is solid footing after five departures and some disarray in the town's financial bookkeeping. Kevin Flynn previously was town administrator in Phillipstown, where he worked for 5 years, according to Select Board Chairman George Riley, who acted as interim administrator until Flynn was hired. Flynn, who could not be reached for comment, has extensive experience working for municipalities in different capacities. He began his work on November 22nd. His salary is $76,500, which already was budgeted for the former administrator, Joanne Greibusch, who resigned in May. A town hiring committee helped find Flynn and other candidates for the positions. Two had dropped out, citing their inability to find affordable housing. The board also hired Gina Campbell for treasurer-collector position. She's doing that same work for the town of Washington and previously held that position for 6 years in New Marlborough. She replaces Teresa Sponholz, who resigned in August. The new hires arrived months after turbulence began last spring, when four people left their position within 2 months, including the town clerk and a select board member. The upheaval happened amid an analysis in May by the town's auditor that found gaps in what was recorded in town ledgers. The report also showed other financial issues. Out of Great Barrington, Great Barrington Historical Commission will be hosting a book launch and book signing party for Great Barrington Here and Gone by local historian Bernie Drew at 7 p.m. Friday, December 10th at St. James Place. Drew and other noted town historians will speak about the book, the town's historical heritage, and the importance of preservation for future generations. Drew is also author of Great Barrington, Great Town, Great History, which was published in 1999. Dutchess County will be making $640,000 available to area school districts for youth and mental health trauma training as part of its 2022 budget, which was approved. The majority of the funding was one of several amendments to a proposed spending plan that already boosted cuts to property tax rates, sales tax, and tax levy. The budget and amendments, which are also included in the more than $3.5 million in additional resources for grant programs and funding for the County Health Department to hire two substance abuse recovery coaches, was approved by the legislature during its meeting last week. In proposing the budget, the county executive touted the proposal's effort to increase services to those in need of mental health or substance abuse assistance, augment emergency services resources, and expand opportunities for youth programs. The nearly $4 billion spending plan the legislature in Massachusetts passed last week, powered by the state's share of the American Rescue Plan Act, grew in the final days by $180 million as lawmakers opened the door to allocations backing hundreds of specific local projects. A share of that $2 million will be on its way to Berkshire County. Of that, $825,000 will be used to address poverty, homelessness, and other housing issues. Communities in North County will share over $230 to help low-income residents secure broadband access, while just over $500,000 will underwrite parks and recreation improvements. Towns or cities that were unable to secure federal disaster relief after two big summer storms will be able to tap into a $7.5 million fund that must be shared by five western counties. Some meetings coming up this week in our area in Sharon. Coming up tonight, the Board of Selectmen at 3, the Housing Plan Steering Committee at 5:30. Region 1 Board of Education, by the way, for the region meets tonight at 6:30. Town of Northeast Zoning Review Committee has their workshop meeting. That comes up 3:30 till 5 at Northeast Town Hall tonight. In Salisbury, 5 o'clock, the Board of Selectmen tonight. At 6:30, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. In Kent, Park and Recreation Commission and Bylaws Subcommittee meets tonight at 5:30. The Salisbury Board of Education has their meeting tonight at 6 p.m. That is a Zoom meeting. The Village of Millerton has a workshop meeting tonight at 6 p.m. In North Canaan tonight, the monthly meeting of the Board of Selectmen will be held at 7 p.m. The Town of Sheffield Select Board has their meeting at Town Hall. That is tonight at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow in Kent, the Kent Architectural Review Board regular meeting will be held at 5:30 in Falls Village. Tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen meets at 7 p.m. at Lee H. Kellogg School. Regular meeting of the Cornwall Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Agency will be held tomorrow at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Hillsdale Zoning Board has a public hearing tomorrow at 7:30. The Rose Thrift Shop, located in the basement of the Immaculate Conception Church in Amenia, will have their bag sale Wednesday and then Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. The shop will then close for the season at the end of the day on Saturday. In Sharon, coming up on Wednesday, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 5:30 and the Sewer and Water Commission meets at 7 p.m. In Cornwall on Wednesday, housing plan hearing is at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Also on Wednesday in Falls Village at 7 p.m., the Recreation Commission. Planning Board meeting will be held on Wednesday in Sheffield at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Also on Wednesday, the Town of Northeast Planning Board has their revised agenda for their meeting at 7:30 p.m. Coming up on Thursday in Falls Village, the P&Z has a special meeting at 6:30. In Salisbury on Friday, December 10th at 8:30, a special meeting of the PZC and the Inland Wetlands Commission. Opening night festivities on December 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. in Cornwall, West Cornwall, Connecticut. You can explore an all-new walkable outdoor art gallery inspired by the 12 Days of Christmas. It's open for the second year with all new works of art by new and returning artists. The sidewalks of West Cornwall will transform into a walking art gallery as artists create unique interpretations of the timeless 12 Days of Christmas holiday theme. Windows nestled throughout the picturesque West Cornwall Village large area, all within easy walking distance of one another. No more than a half hour is needed to see all the windows and shop in local shops. Younger guests can collect stickers at each artist's window and even get a prize if they collect all 12. The exhibition is open for exploration from Saturday, December 11th until Sunday, January 2nd. You can view it at any time. The Village of Millerton has their next regular meeting on Monday, December 13th at 6 p.m. That is a change date from the December 20th date due to the holiday. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They've got a great new tapas menu added, and also you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up the week at 34,580.08. The NASDAQ at 15,085.47, and the S&P 500 at 4,538.43. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.